The time had nearly elapsed when, upon the last day of the year, one of his guardians, entering his room, began to converse with his physician upon the melancholy circumstances of Aubrey's being in so awful a situation, when his sister was going next day to be married. Instantly, Aubrey's attention was attracted. He asked anxiously, "To whom?" Glad of this mark of returning intellect, of which they feared he had been deprived, they mentioned the name of the Earl of Marsden. Thinking this was a young earl whom he had met with in society, Aubrey seemed pleased, and astonished them still more by his expressing his intention to be present at the nuptials, and desired to see his sister. They answered not, but in a few minutes his sister was with him. He was apparently again capable of being affected by the influence of her lovely smile, for he pressed her to his breast, and kissed her cheek, wet with tears, flowing at the thought of her brother's being once more alive to the feelings of affection. He began to speak with all his wonted warmth, and to congratulate her upon her marriage with a person so distinguished for rank and every accomplishment, when he suddenly perceived a locket upon her breast. Opening it, what was his surprise at beholding the features of the monster who had so long influenced his life? He seized the portrait in a paroxysm of rage, and trampled it underfoot. Upon her asking him why he thus destroyed the resemblance of her future husband, he looked as if he did not understand her. Then, seizing her hand and gazing on her with a frantic expression of countenance, he bade her swear that she would never wed this monster, but he could not advance. It seemed as if that voice again bade him remember his oath. He returned suddenly around, thinking Lord Revan was near him, but saw no one. In the meantime, the guardians and physician, who had heard the whole, and thought this was but a return of his disorder, entered, and forced him from Miss Aubrey. Desired her to leave him. He fell upon his knees to them. He implored, he begged of them to delay but for one day, they attributing this to the insanity they imagined had taken possession of his mind, endeavored to pacify him, and retired.